Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I'm your host, Greg Wareham. We got an amazing guest for you today, Mr. Joe Campagna. Thanks for joining Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so now Joe and I have known each other for a really long period of time.
Yeah.
And we've been peers in the mortgage industry for at least a decade.
Yeah.
We even know some common people from the past. We've been doing it a long time. Couple war horses here. And, you know, Joe and I were chatting, and Joe had recently started a podcast. How long ago, Joe?
It was last year. Yeah, okay. It was just real recent.
So what in the world made you want to start a podcast?
Wow. So, you know, listen, you see guys like yourself doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And for a few years, you know that, hey, what should I be doing throughout my career to make myself better or, right. you know, stay relevant? And I think post-COVID is really where I started to see going into the offices, there wasn't as many agents around as I normally right. would. You know, back in the day, you'd be able to drive around and maybe even pick up a deal or two just by talking to them about the different programs, just running into agents, whatever it may be, just staying relevant in front of their faces.
Sure.
Whereas post-COVID, it kind of got to that point where I always said, you know, you need to stay relevant, but I wasn't seeing it on a weekday. You know, would I go to an open house? Sure. What else is there? And I always knew that this was out there, and it was, I can't do it. You know, you start getting real vain about yourself. How do I look? I'm at the heaviest. Like, at a certain point, it's just like,
you get insecure about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're very insecure.
Right? The way you that do. You look, or, teeth. I know for me, it's like teeth and this and that. Like, we're joking before the show. Joe looks at me and goes, hey, I see you're not wearing socks. I go, well, no, I take them off before the show so I look cooler.
That's right. That's it. Whatever it takes, I just think that I had to get over that. And so I went down this rabbit hole of, you know, starting to, actually, it was Alexis that actually said, she came over to my desk, took my phone, and said, we're going to do a video today.
That's great. And Alexis is someone that we both know from the mortgage industry.
Yes. And so that happened. And she's like, no, you don't understand. You know this industry. We don't. And because I'm like, no, it's you guys are the young ones. But I kind of knew where she was going with it. You're very insecure. And so I had to get over that. And so it was an iPhone. Then it was, how does it look? How does it sound? And then it started Googling, and you go down this whole rabbit hole of, sure. Is it a Shure mic? Is it a Rode? What is the Rodecaster? And then, you know, do I put soundproofing walls up? And what does the lighting need to be? So all of these things I started to go down, and I wanted it to be where I was looked at as Joe's doing it. Like, you see him out there. The reels look good. The quality is there. Rather than, it's cute, he's trying, you know?
Yeah, and you know what, I really, to speak to that for a second, I had the opportunity, I was in Joe's studio last week, which I need to come on, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the soundproof walls, you have all the equipment, I mean, you are not messing around.
No.
You know, you're someone who made a financial investment
into
a vision that you had as to how to make it the highest quality podcast it could be.
Yeah, and so... I was even Googling, or I think I was on Instagram, and it came up on podcasttables.com. And they're from Wichita, Kansas. And I just was like, let me hit him up.
Yeah.
So I DM'd him, and he hit me right back up. And we jumped on the call, and I'm like, hey, this is what I'm kind of looking for. And price-wise, I mean, it's what it is. But he did the best that he could for me just to help me out. And it turned out great, you know. And with the help of coworkers, I mean, Kevin helped me install the tables and put the wall up. So... all of that taken into consideration. Nick helped with one of the walls, and then even the Rodecaster and just setting it up technically wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, everyone put in a little bit of help that they could.
And it really is spectacular. It's an amazing studio that you have there.
Yeah.
I've been doing a podcast for 3-ish years, something like that. And you've been doing it now for over a year. And I have people ask me all the time about podcast.
Yeah.
They heard it, they saw something, and everybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
You know, oh, how do I do it? Yeah. And of course you're going to give people advice and everything like that, but the thing that I don't think people really understand is how much work really goes into it.
Oh, sure.
So when you look at, if you're preparing to talk about something, Joe, what kind of time commitment is it?
Yeah. So for me, it's been helpful to make sure that I had people doing things that I necessarily couldn't spend time on. So a lot of this at first, when I was even doing the reels, I was doing it through CapCut. And I'm spending literally an hour and a half after the fact of just doing a 20-second reel. And I'm like, this just won't make sense for me to do so.
Sure.
And so then we looked into a videographer and an editor of some sort and, you know, connected with a gentleman that is unbelievable and it shares the same vision and also likes that I'm able to put a little input in myself. So the quality was there of what I wanted it to be at the end of it. When it came time for the podcast itself, it's just a matter of like, well, who are you speaking to? You know, what do you want to come out of this? You know, how long have they been in this industry? Or just, you know, setting up specific questions that might have nothing to do with the industry itself and real estate, but you know it's unique to that person, that I think the whole idea of a podcast is for somebody to get to know that person, get to know them on a level that, you know, you don't have to see each other. You're not physically with each other every day, but you by watching these reels and these videos and these podcasts, you're starting to know who they are and start to really, you know, whether you
connect
like them or
them.
Not.
Yeah,
or you connect
with them.
For sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, I just want to unpack a couple of things with what you just said. You know, it's one, if you really want something that's going to be, that's going to pop.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can do it. Anyone can turn on a camera and do something. But if you want something that's really going to pop, one, you should be working with someone that can help give you the best version of yourself. You know, if someone you're working with now that's editing and, you know, probably helps from a creative standpoint as well, just like I've done with Nick for all of these years. But you got to be willing to make that kind of investment into it. You also have to be willing to make that the time investment. And time, not just in doing the podcast, it's how much time Joe or myself spend ahead of time planning for what you're going to do or what you're going to say or what those questions look like and how to make it flow.
Yeah. And even staying consistent.
Yeah.
So staying consistent on this whole process. So it's exciting in the very beginning, but it's part of your work. It's part of your work style that you're doing and making sure that you're consistently putting material out there. And you have reels, you have the podcast. What has become easier for me and realizing is to do the podcast and then to chop up the podcast into those 20-second reels that you can promote just as well.
Yeah.
And so it's been very good because people, the first thing they'll do that are in the industry is like, well, do you get leads from it? Well, not necessarily a lead. I'll tell you, I connect a lot more and it's a warm transfer. Or someone's coming up and saying, hey, I love what you're doing. And we never really had a deep conversation. And so the next thing you know, we're going to lunch. So that to me is just another way for me to connect with the agents or referral partners or anyone within that we can try to drum up business together or figure out how to be successful in this industry.
Yeah, that's such a great point because I get this real similar thing, Joe. People are like, well, how much money do you make from
it? Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't even quantify it.
Correct.
Right? Just like you can. You can't really quantify it. It just becomes part of the culture of what you do. And if it, at the very least, it makes you a better communicator with people and it reinforces your expertise in your craft.
Yeah.
Right? The mortgage industry. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that you really have to have a passion and a commitment to. I think the burnout rate, Nick, what's the burnout rate? On podcasts? I mean, I think it's like 89% of podcasts.
Yeah.
Pod fade. Thank you. Like 89% don't get past 6 months.
Okay. So I'm ahead of the game.
Oh, you're way ahead of the game. Are you kidding me? You're like in
I wasn't sure of that.
Yeah.
That's why.
I don't even think it's quite 6 months. Like people give up. They give up. You know.
Yeah.
Think about how many times, because you and I have both been through it.
Yeah, of course.
Where you're like, I don't have time for this, did I?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have time.
Yes.
Okay, so what Nick had just said, because you wouldn't be able to hear him, we didn't give him a mic today. He's not allowed to talk to the audience anymore. But less than 12% get to episode 50. I would say if you go to episode 100, it probably drops down in the single digits somewhere.
Sure. I got a long way to go. I'm only up to, I think, episode 4. So I got a long way to go. So that's pretty humbling just right there in itself. And it feels like, you know, we've been doing this for a long period, but we've been consistently doing it. And then I guess this year leading up to the podcast and doing consistently for the last 4 months. So one podcast a month for the most part. And I will tell you, a lot of people, even when you try to invite them, they shy away a little bit. You'll get the ones that be like, hey, you want to come on? All right, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones that you're like, oh, coming on and like,
Most people are uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really hard to get because we've run into that a bunch of times that, you know, people are just uncomfortable with it or they get stage fright from it.
Yeah.
Which is nothing. There's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't. I was that way. I definitely was in the very beginning. You have that same type of fear or, you know, anxious or anxiety that comes through with it. And at a certain point, I think I really said it. I said it on one other time that I was on. And you're doing this for business for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. It's definitely to connect. And again, we always bring it back to the day that you realize that this is you're in an industry about relationships, not necessarily mortgages. This is what piggybacks and brings you to the forefront of connecting with people. But when I was initially doing this was very hard for me to do. And at a certain point, you think about, well, what am I doing? I'm here to support my family. And if that's the first thing I need to think of, and I'm golden after that.
All right, I'm just going to give you my observation, mm-hmm. sitting down with you. I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
You're so comfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can't picture you being this comfortable a year ago.
No.
You would have been like, nah, I'm not coming on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're like so comfortable.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the time over task over time and really getting, you know, comfortable with yourself.
Correct.
At the end of the day, you know, we're doing things to your point to help benefit your family and try to help people.
Yeah.
We're trying to get messages out there, whether or not you're a loan officer or you're a real estate agent, you're a business person, a salesperson, whatever, you're trying to provide content to people that has value.
Yeah.
Because if they could take one little nugget from it.
Absolutely.
It's a win.
Yeah.
You know, even if it never translates into a dime.
Correct.
You know what? It's a win for the soul.
There are people that I follow just because I enjoy what they have to say. I'm always intrigued. I'm always learning from them. So I just think that it's the same thing for me. Maybe I'm not, you know, giving life lessons, but maybe there will be a time that I do so. But for the time being, I try to act myself. I try to, you know, explain or come across as the expert within our industry. There's a lot of separation from people that may or may not be the best with what we do. So we try to, you know, present that through a reel or a podcast and making sure that people are like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. Let me listen a little bit more.
And it does come across, and I've seen Joe's podcasts, and they're fantastic. What's the best way to follow you?
So you have Instagram, which is Mr. Mortgage. You also have YouTube channel, and I think that you really would probably search through Mr. Mortgage, Joe Campagna, but it'll come up, you know, and I promote through the Instagram page for the most part.
Yeah, and they're quality shows that you're putting out there, and they're great. You're doing a great job with it.
I appreciate it.
So, all right, so someone wants to do a podcast today. Well, give me some advice. I'm coming to you, Joe. We've never met. Joe, I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I want to do a podcast show. What should I do?
So I think, you know, dumb it down to a certain degree because, again, you go down this road, but it's as easy as starting with your phone and pressing record. I think the phones can be utilized for the time being because the phones in today's world are really come out with some pretty good video. The sound is a big part of it.
Sure.
And I realized when I got that Shure mic and I was like, I think I sounded like Bob Barker on the Price is Right for a minute, you know? So, you know, it was a big deal to actually make sure that the sound quality is there. And you can start, Shure is expensive, Rode is actually a level down, and I think that that's a really good mic for someone that's a beginner. And just take it from there. And then you can really go down these other levels. And I was using CapCut, so if you have the time, you can literally just upload the video and start to utilize it from there. ChatGPT was another form that I would actually, most of the captions that I'll use ChatGPT.
I love it. Walk me through that. So I'll
log into ChatGPT and I'll say, write a caption for Instagram, use a lot of emojis and explaining in detail about X, Y, and Z. And it'll give it to me right there. I copy it, put it into the caption aspect of Instagram. then I'll go back to that and say, give me 30 hashtags horizontally. And it'll give me the 30 hashtags because that's the maximum you can use on a reel. Mm-hmm. Copy that, paste that over. I also make sure that the younguns are the ones that taught me this, Alexis and Nick. But they were the ones that say, hey, even in the background, you want to have something, some sort of music that is trending. So it kind of gets picked up in the algorithms. So I do that just the same, you know, and I just, you know, make sure that it looks, you know, decent to a certain degree and press it out. And the best is when people connect with you, whether they're sharing, liking, forwarding and going from there. But you can also see the views, which I'm pretty, it's pretty interesting as well.
It's fun to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the people are, and you know, it's
funny. It has nothing to do with mortgages.
Yeah.
The ones that are the highest up there. Ralph's Ice, that's about it. You know?
Yeah. So. No, we've seen the same thing. And it's kind of fun when you see, okay, well, you know, thousands of people watch this, yeah. Right? Yeah. It's just kind of, it's fun to know that you're connecting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe it feeds ego slightly, but it's really the bigger picture is, wow, people really kind of think I'm interesting.
Yeah.
I talked about something that really resonated with someone.
There's power in the phone.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm truly connecting and casting my net of trying to connect with as many referral partners that I possibly can. Maybe one day it translates into leads where people are saying, hey, been watching you for a long time. I'd love to do a purchase or a refinance. And how do I apply? Mm-hmm. Maybe that happens. But in the interim, right now, I know for us, we need to stay relevant where people say, Joe is still in this industry because I see him every single day come up on my phone. And so if that's all it's doing, then, you know, I'm doing my part.
You know, be genuine. You know, people have to be genuine with what they're doing. One of the things that does drive me crazy is people that pick up their phone and they record something that's complete nonsense.
Right.
Or it's about, and this is no slight on anybody, but it's about just how I look today or, yeah. You know, things that are, they're nonsense. And people like it, by the way. I don't want to minimize it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like things that have some kind of content, right?
Yeah.
Like, teach me something. Give me a nugget. You know, like just something that
sure.
is interesting.
So I think that it's not just the market that we're in and educating people about mortgages, but again, it's the life lessons that you have learned within your own self. So you looking the age that you don't look like, which is crazy.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
But, you know, at 48, you know, I definitely have some experiences. And so you try to have a happy medium with everything that you're talking about. And it comes out genuine because it's real life. It's what you've lived.
Yeah.
Or maybe have life learned lessons. And then on top of it, mixing in what you do on a daily basis, I think can separate you as just a normal mortgage, you know, loan officer.
Yeah, and whether or not it's a mortgage loan officer, it's a real estate agent out there, like anyone that's trying to do it. You know, we've, Joe or myself, you know, we kind of, for us to do it, we were aged out of it.
Yeah.
So it really took a considerable amount of effort to A, get comfortable with it. Yeah. Be like, how do you even use this phone? Right?
Absolutely.
You know how that is. And you have to be very open-minded, like you've been, to kind of learn and grow, have a lot of humility with it.
Yeah.
And be comfortable making mistakes, too, at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
You know, things aren't perfect. Life's not perfect. And no. I think the audience at the end of that always likes that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, where it's not so refined, it's not so this. You know, there's some genuine flow to it.
Nope. Made a lot of mistakes in my life. You know.
I'm going to make a lot more this afternoon.
And exactly. And I'm thankful that the phones came later on in life, you know. Otherwise,
right.
wouldn't have been a good thing.
That's another conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Another time.
Exactly.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you taking the time today. So it's Mr. Mortgage.
Mr. Mortgage.
Is your handle.
Yes.
And I would really encourage if there's real estate agents out there in the Staten Island area, I know that's where your recording studio is, you reach out to Joe. You know, have an interview, see if you'd be the right fit to come on the show. It'd be a great candidate for you.
Absolutely.
If you have mortgage people in that area, reach out to Joe. You know, Joe, you're one of the nicest guys they ever met. You know, when Joe and I were on a trip together for work in Cancun, and as my wife and I are getting back on the plane, she looks at me and she goes, man, that Joe Campagna, he's the nicest guy.
That's nice.
You know, she didn't say it about everybody else. And it really is true.
That.
You're a great
guy,
man. I'm so happy for the success that you've had in work and business as a whole and the success you're having with the podcast. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And I know it was impromptu, as we talked about preparing for everything. I yanked Joe in today. I was like, oh, you're here, man. You got to come in.
Absolutely.
So listen, we appreciate everyone listening or watching the show this week. I hope you learned something about podcasting. You reach out to Joe, you reach out to myself at greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. We'll help you. Try to lead you down the right path. And if you're interested in being a guest, depending on your area, you reach out to Joe, reach out to myself, and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham. Produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.